My name's Latasha. I'm calling from XBO. I was returning a call to this number.
Yeah, I had an appointment I had made 2 weeks ago, and I was supposed to get a call, you know, and an email, and I never received any of it. So the appointment's for tomorrow.
When? Okay. You have your order number?
No, I don't have the order number.
Is this the telephone number associated with the order?
Yes.
Okay. If you bear with me one moment, I can pop your order up and tell you a time frame. It just takes a minute to find it with the telephone number.
Okay.
Okay. Bear with me one moment.
No problem.
Stay here with you, sir. It's just taking a minute. Bear with me one moment.
That's fine.
Okay, sir. Are you sure it's not another telephone number? Because this telephone number isn't pulling anything up.
No, that's the number.
Okay. Bear with me one moment.
I can look up.
Okay.
I can try to look up the order number for you.
Okay. Did you find your order number?
Yeah, you need the letters or just the numbers?
Just the numbers.
Okay, it's 806-516-327-680. That's not coming up?
No, sir. Hold one second for me. I'm going to try the number one more time. Give me your last name.
Johnson. Hey, I got an email from the 14th today that an appointment was made.
Okay. Give me your zip code.
63034. Now, see, I didn't make this appointment. This is the third time that I had to make this appointment. They missed my appointment the first time. Then I made, then I remade another appointment.
Okay, I'm going to search the telephone number one more time because it's not popping up with that. Hold on a second for me. What are you having delivered? Do you know?
A dishwasher delivered and installed.
Yeah, yeah. You're in the right department. I'm not sure why it's not popping up.
Yeah. See, I bought this thing like November the 7th last year. And then they messed up my appointment around December sometime. So I had an appointment for January the 14th. And they never showed up because somebody got hurt or something. So I had to make another appointment for today. So this is like the third appointment that I made with this machine. This.
Okay. I'm still here. It's just taking a minute.
Okay.
She's not a judge or a lawyer or whatever.
Okay, sir. So it's not popping up with your telephone number. Let me see if I can do it with your email address. Hold on a second. When did you place your order? Do you remember?
Like I said, I placed this original order on November the 7th last year. And it was supposed to have been scheduled for January the 7th. Okay, so that they never came out. I called them and told them, hey, they didn't show up for an appointment. So they said they got kicked out of the system somehow. So last week, on January the 14th, I rescheduled for January the 28th. And I got an email here. I got an email on January 14th that my appointment is at Friday from 12 to 8. And the order number is 806-516-327-680.
And this is for a Home Depot or Best Buy?
Best Buy.
You don't see a number starting with the 1122? Nothing on there. Give me your order number again.
Okay, you want the word because it say BBY01. Okay, -806-516-327-680.
You said 327-680.
Yes.
So I got 01805.
No, BBY.
I don't need the BBY. I just need the numbers. And repeat it for me one more time.
01805-516-327-680.
What's your first name?
Jermaine, J-E-R-M-A-I-N.
Hold on a second, because I'm going to need you to repeat. I'm going to see if I can, because it's still not popping up with the number. Hold on a second. Spell your first name for me one more time.
J-E-R-M-A-I-N, Johnson.
You may need to call Best Buy because it's not popping up with the first, the last name, your zip code, or your telephone.
I got all the emails from Best Buy, like, and it's saying it's scheduled for tomorrow. Now I'll call them. Everything on their end is popping up.
Your name is Jermaine Johnson.
Yeah.
Bear me one moment. Hold on a second for me.